With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Pulitzer Prize winner Ron Powers has turned out a nifty book that is part memoir, part journalism. In Whitetown Drowsing, Powers writes nostalgically of his boyhood in Hannibal, Missouri, and he tells us what happened in 1985 as Hannibal celebrated the sesquicentennial of the birth of Mark Twain.
Mark Twain blessed and cursed Hannibal with his legacy, much as the Mississippi River blessed and cursed the town by being there.
Ron Powers says the river's blessing was that it was beautiful and carried commerce. The curse was that it flooded. As for Mark Twain, he has indelibly embedded Hannibal in the nation's memory.
A lot of people who have never been to Hannibal feel as if they had been. The curse is that, in a sense, the Mark Twain legacy becomes something that a town like Hannibal clings to.
Clings to in an age when the natural economy of the old river town has all but collapsed, and Hannibal now strives desperately for the tourist trade.
There was a Tom Sawyer Theater and a Huck Finn Burger Bar and an Injun Joe Motel.
Ron Powers' father was the Fuller Brush Man in Hannibal. Even though the town was remote, 100 miles from the nearest large city, Powers had the sense of being in the center of things.
We could walk down Hill Street on a summer afternoon where the Mark Twain boyhood home is, and look at the license plates on the cars that had come to see us. We'd see Delaware and California and New York.
Powers moved from Hannibal when he was 17, but he could not escape his boyhood memories.
When my first son was born, which happened on my 40th birthday, a lot of memories came flooding back. I started to think about what was special about being a boy.
Such as the smell of the town as it changed from season to season.
Crab apples in the fall and the cut grass in the spring.
Ron Powers tells the story of Hannibal, Missouri with great affection in Whitetown Drowsing, now a Penguin paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.